رمضان 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 يا حبيب رمضان رمضان.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
تعرج الملائكة والروح إليه في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة.
The angels and the spirit ascend to him on a day the measure of which is equal to 50,000 years. In Surah Al-Ma'arij, chapter 70, after speaking about the punishment that fell upon a specific person, which according to the history of revelation was in regards to a person who mocked the Prophet's proclamation on the day of Ghadir about the mastership of Ali ibn Abi Talib, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, Allah then states that the angels and the ruh, the spirit, will ascend to him on a day which is equivalent to 50,000 of our days. What does this mean? Does it really take 50,000 of our days for the angels and this creation known as the ruh to ascend to Allah? Is he that far away? Do they not travel at the speed of light or something even faster? Why make mention of this number in the Quran? Is it metaphorical? Without a doubt, this ascent is not physical. Rather, it carries with it spiritual connotations. These creations of Allah ascend to him with haste, seeking proximity to their Lord, preparing themselves to take orders from him and then fulfill them. Scholars believe that the meaning of the ruh in this verse is the Ruhul Amin, the great angel also spoken about in Surah Al-Qadr in chapter 97, where Allah has said,
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر.
The angels and Jibra'il, the ruh, descend in it by the permission of their Lord for every affair. As for the phrase that this ascent takes, which is mentioned as 50,000 years to complete, well, this may be an allusion to the fact that the Day of Judgment, according to the days of our world, and as mentioned in Surah As-Sajda, verse number 5, is 1,000 years. And so when we combine that figure with the hadith which states that the Day of Judgment has 50 stations which we must traverse, then doing the math of 1,000 years times the 50 stations gives us a total of 50,000 years. Other commentators of the Quran have the opinion that the usage of the term 50,000 years is metaphorical and refers to a large amount, not necessarily the actual number, but rather that day will be extremely lengthy. In any case, as the ahadith tell us, the Day of Judgment and accounting on that day will be very long for the guilty ones, the oppressors, and the disbelievers. In a hadith related by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, it has been mentioned when this verse was revealed, someone asked the Prophet, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, O Messenger of Allah, how long is that day? To this the Prophet replied, I take an oath by the one who holds the soul of Muhammad in his hand that the Day of Judgment will be so effortless for a true believer, such that it will be less strenuous than an obligatory prayer which one prayed in this transient world. Point of reflection. The challenges of the world to come are without a doubt extremely difficult and stressful. However, if we maintain our akhlaq, our morals and etiquette in this world, if we perform our obligations in terms of the ahkam, the rules and regulations, and ensure that we have the correct aqidah, the belief system, then with Allah's permission, we will be able to fast track ourselves on that dreadful day.
Ramadan.